Welcome to our discussion of how can we cancel Minion? Making the best of it. Firstly, on what authority did this shul or any other shul close and insist that there's no Minion for the time being because of the coronavirus? So firstly, all you can ever do is depend on the experts of your time. We've spoken to some of the best rabbis, Rabbi Herschel Schechter, Rabbi Mordechai Willig, Rabbi Yonah Ries of New York, of Chicago. They have spoken to some of the best epidemiologists, people, infectious disease experts, and this is what they've come to the conclusion, that it's best not to get together, that to save a life takes precedence over everything else. But it needn't mean that we pray in an inefficacious way. There are other alternatives. Number one, the timing. The Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah in his footnotes, mentions that when it comes to davening on time, if you could daven really at the best possible time, that would be better than davening with a minyan. He writes here in Siman Nunches 58 in the Shulchan Aruch, in his footnote here called the Bir Halacha, he says, "Umitzvah min amuchar," that's a great mitzvah to pray exactly at sunrise. The Shemona Esrei should be exactly at sunrise. For instance, today it was 7:07:44 seconds. And the Shema should be said right before that. He says, you should know that those who are careful to read, like Vasikin, like the people who are very careful with mitzvot and pray exactly at that time of the sunrise, for Shachrit, they're allowed to daven even by themselves. So if you had a choice, you could go to Minyan, or you could pray by yourself, but by yourself you would catch the exact time of the Shema and the Amidah, according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Chafetz Chaim, is better to daven by yourself. In general, I wouldn't take that approach. But here, with the coronavirus, we have a great opportunity. Every day we can daven exactly when we're supposed to. And with the daylight savings time and everything, the way it works out, it's not so early. It's 7:07. Each day it'll get a little earlier, 7:06, 7:05, 7 o'clock. And we can make sure we say the Shemoneh Esrei exactly at that time. But let's go through that sugya of when really is the right time to say the Shemoneh Esrei. In the Gemara, you have three or four options of when time is. One idea is Shem Bar Yochai, that you could pray from Amud HaShachar, from the time of some sort of dawn, when there's a slight bit of light, that the sun somehow is raising its head slightly so that there's some whiteness on the horizon. But you really can't see anything. It's as dark as can be. That's called Amud HaShachar, that beam of light that's across the horizon. It's about 72 minutes before sunrise. There are different opinions. Then there's Mishiyakir's Chavero, Ragil Moksas, Dalet Amos, that you can recognize your friend who you know a little bit. You know, not your best friend, you can recognize from 20 feet away. But somebody you know a little bit, you could recognize him from about 6 or 8 feet away, which is about the range we're keeping during these virus times. If you could recognize your friend, then at that point, you can say the Shema. And then there's the Nates, we mentioned the sunrise. And then there's Rabbi Shua says, you could say Shema until 3 hours. 3 hours later, right now it's about 10:15. Usually it's somewhere between 8:30, 8:45, and about 9:30, somewhere around there. 3 hours after sunrise, on the sundial. It depends on the exact time of year. Now, what's the ideal time and what's the not-so-ideal time? Because we mentioned all these different times. So the Tosfos, it's Rashi's grandsons, they say that, until 9 o'clock, it's l'chatchila, it's fine. Any time, what is that? 7, 8, 9 o'clock, it's fine. Right now, you can have until 10:15, it's no problem. It's l'chatchila. There's nothing wrong with it. However, it's a mitzvah min amuvchar. It's even better, if you can do what we said, to say the Shema right before sunrise, and then the Amidah exactly at sunrise. b'di'evit, if you, what's not so good, but you can do it if you did it, is from alos ha'shachar. If you're going on a trip, and it doesn't have to be a big mitzvah or something, just you have to go to work, you have a certain shift that you have to make it to work, then you can even pray from dawn, from 72 minutes before sunrise. The Rush says, well, that's not so great to do. You should really wait Mishiyaki, or you should really wait if you can see someone and recognize someone. That would be better if you could wait till that time. But if you can't, if you're really in a jam, sometimes the sun rises at the dawn is at 6 o'clock. People have to get to work. They have to catch the train at 6:30. Sometimes they have to use that leniency of praying from dawn. Generally, we don't put on a talis and tefillin until after the time you could recognize and see the tzitzis and see each other. So that's Tosfot, that the idea of praying at sunrise, that's just a mitzvah min hamuchar. It's extra nice. It's very nice. But the main mitzvah, you're fine until 9 o'clock. Rabbeinu Yonah says no. Rabbeinu Yonah of Gerona, his commentary on the Rif, he says, no. L'chadchila, the ideal thing is neitz. B'dievet, if you post facto, if you can't do it, you're not so strong in your Judaism, so you can pray till 7, 8, 9 o'clock, you can do it. And then, of course, if you need to pray earlier, you can do that too. The Rambam is very clear. The mitzvah is until 9 o'clock. Let's take a look at the language. He says, the mitzvah is until 9 o'clock. There's no problem. But he says, he says, the time is right before sunrise, so you should finish the Shema with the sunrise. And then you say the Amida. And that measure, by the way, is 1/10 of an hour. It's about 6 minutes. Some say half of that. Three to 6 minutes before the sunrise, you could say the Shema. But if you were late and you read the Shema until after the sunrise, it's okay. For somebody who went against the law and he was late. So according to the Rambam, if you have a nice 8 o'clock minyan, it's very nice on Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, 7:30 is, according to the Rambam, you're of Avriicha, you went against the law, and you were late. But it's okay. You still, it still works. It still works. It's still okay. It's interesting to note that the Rav Yoah quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, "No, you don't understand. You see, in the Beis Hamikdash, surely they did it the right way in the Beis Hamikdash." And there they had a special nefreshes. They had a special shiny kind of a thing, looked like kind of the Dome of the Rock today. It kind of shines with the sun. And that would tell them when the sunrise was. And when they had the sunrise, then they would say the Shema. But I thought you're supposed to pray at the sunrise. I thought you're supposed to say the Shema before that. So the Rambam, the Tosfot says, well, you know, with a whole congregation with thousands of people, it's hard to get exactly the right time. So you wait till that shiny thing comes up. And the Heleni Amalka, the great queen Heleni, she made this nice shiny thing. And it lets you know when the sun rises, and then you say the Shema. But privately, you should pray. You should say the Shema before that. But Rabbi Tam says, no, why do you think they made that thing? They made that in the Beis HaMikdash where they do everything just right. The Kohanim's Rizimim, the Kohanim make sure everything is done exactly right. And they made sure they said the Shema after sunrise. So Rabbi Tam actually thinks that the ideal time for Shema is after sunrise. Before sunrise is not ideal. And so we have a major debate. But of course, most people follow the Rabbi Yitzchak HaZaken, Tosfot, say that if you want to do it the ideal way, and the Rambam says, couple of minutes before the sunrise, Shema, Amida, immediately after that. If you do it that way, that's ideal. As the Gemara says, mitzvah lispalim dumdumi chama, it's a mitzvah to pray with the little bit of the redness of the sun, both in the morning, to pray the Amida exactly when the sun rises, and the evening right before the sun sets. It's tricky, you don't want to miss the mincha time, but if you pray right before the sun sets. So, if you're stuck, you can't pray with a minyan. If you pray at the time of Vasikin, says in the Mishnah Berurah, it's better than davening with a minyan. So this time of year, when we have the coronavirus crisis, and some have decided that we have to close our shuls, as we have here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Elmoth congregation and throughout our Memphis community, we could still pray in the ideal way. Say, how? But if you're not in shul, it's not ideal. No. We can pray exactly with the sunrise, and that would make it ideal. And then there are two other elements as well. If you can't do it that way, then you could pray, b'shoshat sivu mispalim. You pray when people pray. Whatever minyans do exist today, old age homes, some in Israel, some in different types of communities where they decided otherwise, maybe some places where it's still safe. England, I heard they didn't cancel the minyan. They surely pray at certain times. Usually they have, let's say, a 6:45 minyan, so they say Shemoneh Esrei at 7:15. So you pick one of these popular times when people tend to pray. So that would also work. And this mincha is very clear. 15 minutes before sundown, that's when everyone prays. That's when you should pray as well, a few minutes before sundown. What about Maariv? So again, we can do it ideally. In shul, what do? We have mincha, we have a Dvar Torah, then people start getting itchy. They say, Rabbi, you've already been talking for 25 minutes. It's time to cut it. Time to go to Maariv. And this is a problem we've had since the days of the Gaonim. We've had a 1,500-year-old problem. The Gemara talks about, the Yerushalmi talks about, it's a 2,000-year-old problem. People prayed Maariv early. And some of the Gaonim said, Maariv early? We're not going to have Maariv early. We'll say the Shema with the congregation. They'll say, Enzer Kaddish. We'll go home and pray there. So we can do it ideally. Now that we're not constrained by the minyan and the rabbi and how long and all that, we can say the Maariv after 42 minutes, or at least after half an hour after the sun sets. We could daven at 9 o'clock. Many communities pray at 9 o'clock. B'shoshat tzibur mispalim. There's an idea to daven when the congregation davens. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Sadi, Sif Tes, you should try to daven with a minyan. Then be honest, if you can't do it, you can't come to shul, or the rabbi won't let you, the congregation closed the shul. You should make sure to daven when people are davening. And if you live in a place, he said, where there is no minyan, you should pray at a time when people usually are davening. So this is number two, that Kel Kabir, Lo Yimas, that God will not, and in Kashbohu Mois, with less than Shorabim, God would never reject the prayers of the many. What's the whole idea of the minyan? God doesn't reject the prayers of the many. But if you pray at a time when many people are praying, so God's not going to reject the prayers of the many. So it's the same thing. It accomplishes the same thing. And then there's another element. And that is where you daven. Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Zadi, Simon Sif Yudtes, 90:19, Yikva Mokom Letzfilah, so you should make a set place for your prayer. Now it's true. If you're a very good Jew and you always go to shul every time, you come to minyan every day, the Rambam says you're a shochin tov, you're a good neighbor, you come to shul all the time, you help make a minyan. So it's true your set place is in shul. But most people, sometimes they don't make it to shul. And when they don't make it to shul, there's a mitzvah to make a set place, tefilas makom, where you daven. We get this from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, he stood el makom asher amad sham, he went to daven, the place where he was. And the rabbis say he's kovei makom, he had a certain place where he davened. So too in your house, you have to find a place where the children don't bother you, your wife doesn't bother you, the husband doesn't bother you, some place where you can daven. You don't want to daven in front of a mirror. You don't want to daven in front of a picture of a person. You want to daven in front of a wall. And this can be an ideal place. If it's also a place where you learn, it's even better. The Gemara says that they daven b'nei amudi eichad avugarsi. They daven between two particular beams where they learn. Where you learn is also a wonderful place to daven. So we have so many elements. We can daven at the right time. We can daven at the right place. We can daven at the right time in terms of sunrise and sunset. And we can also daven at the right time in terms of the time when the people are davening. Sometimes there'll be a conflict. I would say that even more important to daven at the sunrise than davening at the time when people daven. But if you can daven when the time when the congregations usually daven, or your congregation usually davens, then everyone can join together. God doesn't despise the prayers of the many. So, we live in difficult times. Again, no one should panic. God willing, even if you catch the coronavirus, it's not going to do you that much harm, only if you have compromised health. For most people, people who are younger, people who have good health, it's nothing to worry about for yourselves. We just want to protect everyone around us. Not to worry. Don't panic. Relax. Read a good book. Take an opportunity to learn more Torah. But as far as minyan goes, shouldn't feel so bad. There are ways of making prayers most ideal. Now we can take it more slowly. Take it at your own pace. You can sing out loud. You can pray the way you want to pray. You can take your time to daven the way you should. And everyone should be careful to continue to daven so that these prayers should help us pray that a ceremony of Yagon Vanacha, God should keep away from us, any bad things, Yasirim Kol Machla, God should keep us away from any kinds of plagues. Everyone, God willing, should be safe and sound. Everyone should be well. And Mirtz Hashem, if we do this, then God will be with our help, and hopefully this crisis will be over soon, and God should protect us from any errors that we've made. And we hope that by praying at the right time and the right place, God indeed will answer our prayers and will usher in an era that's not the strange times we live in now, but a wonderful era, an exciting new era, an era in which people truly have a close relationship with the divine, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Elometz Congregation. Join us each week for our discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. During this time of the coronavirus, we'll try to produce more videos so that we can share together even more. Thank you.